This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, we made it to a final hour on this Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. We brought in heavy artillery. Chad is here from Traeger, and I don't know if we've had a spread this big. Smoked shrimp cocktail, smoked salmon. We got herb-crusted standing rib roast that weighs 27 pounds. Slow-roasted porchetta. We have green beans, eggnog bread pudding with bourbon sauce and cranberry old-fashioned cocktails. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Seton's back with us, but he's at home joining us via Zoom. I can save a plate for you, Seton, if you'd like for me to do that.
I would love that. That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that. Yeah, Paulie.
You'd be really thoughtful if Todd took a to-go plate and dropped it off at Seton's house, because they live so close together.
Todd. Just leave it on the front steps there.
Yeah. Do that.
I'd hate to put Todd out.
You're off your
deathbed.
I mean, it's not that close, really. It's not that close.
Todd's not doing that.
Yeah.
Kind of a selfish guy. If you ask around, I don't really do anything for any money.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Is it, we having a pity party today? What's going on?
No, I'm fine. I play along with that. I get a bad rap about certain qualities that I don't have, but for content, I can play along.
I think we buried the lead. Seton just slipped in there other than to get people sick.
Yeah.
I tested negative for COVID like three times over the last week.
Sunday night, Saquon Barkley and the Giants battled the Commanders. NFC Showdown Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Bowl game coming up in about a half hour from now. I think it's time to play bowl or no bowl. It's a tradition unlike any other. By the way, if you're watching on Peacock, thank you, our streaming partner, or listening, our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. And operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls, emails, tweets, all of that. And vote on Most Valuable Danette. It'll be next Thursday at the end of the show. We will make the announcements of Most Valuable, Least Valuable, Most Improved, Least Improved. And there's a chance that Fritzy could sweep all four. All right, Paulie.
Dan, we've been doing this lightly entertaining segment for almost 15 years. It's called Bowl or Not a Bowl. I will tell you the name of a bowl game. Is either real or made up. Dan, you have to say bowl or not a bowl. It's just that easy. You can play at home.
Okay.
The Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl.
I'm going to say bowl.
It is a bowl. It's Miami, Ohio, one of your schools that you like, against UAB, and it starts in like 28 minutes.
They do get unnerved a little bit. They get upset. You know, it's the U, and you always have to say Miami of Ohio. They right. like to say that they're Miami.
Yeah, I think they're getting 6.5, Dan.
Okay.
All right, that was the Hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl. The Home Repossession Delinquent Payment Key West Bowl. The Home Repossession Delinquent Payment Key West Bowl.
I'm going to say not a bowl.
Not a bowl as
okay,
of now.
Okay. you almost had me going.
Delinquent payment.
Yeah, the delinquent payment.
Yeah.
Key West Bowl.
The Duluth Trading Cure Bowl.
Yes, that's bowl, baby.
UTSA versus
yeah,
Troy.
Yes.
The L.L. Bean Infectious Disease Prevention Bowl. The L.L. Bean Infectious Disease Prevention Bowl. Good company.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's not a bowl game.
Not a bowl. Used to be back in the early 80s. Next up, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
I'm going to say yes, bowl game.
Wait, it's not even like a brand of wasabi. It's just the concept of wasabi. I'm going to give you one more guess.
It'd be like the soy sauce bowl game.
Right. The ketchup bowl.
The wasabi lobby spending all of this money
those
brand
guys.
Awareness.
Yeah.
Deep pockets, hot palates. The Wasabi Fenway Bowl is a bowl. Cincinnati versus Louisville. The Honey Mustard Dodger Stadium Bowl, Dan. The Honey Mustard Dodger Stadium Bowl.
I'm going to say not a bowl.
Not a bowl. Big whiff at the Honey Mustard conglomerates.
Yeah.
The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. The Tony the Tiger Sun
Bowl. I'm going to say that is a bowl game.
It is a bowl game. The Count Chocula,
yes.
The Count Chocula Eclipse Bowl. The Count Chocula Eclipse Bowl.
I'm going to say that's not a bowl game.
Not. I don't even think it's a meal anymore.
Count
I think
you, Chocula.
I don't think it's a cereal anymore.
Okay.
Tony the Tiger. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl presented by Stiefel.
That is a bowl game.
It is, correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's like, yeah, Marvin.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel's got a bowl game.
Who's in that one?
Nobody.
No. Yeah. What, Seton?
Why would they? Can I go back to the Wasabi Bowl, please?
Sure.
That's in Fenway, right? In Boston.
Yeah.
A hotbed of wasabi.
That's when you think of sushi, you think of Fenway.
And it's Cincinnati and Louisville playing each other.
Yeah.
They're essentially neighbors.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just keep their bowl game closer to where all of their fan base is instead of making them travel all the way to Boston?
Seton, that's how powerful wasabi is.
I don't understand that. Like, I understand if it's like a major, the Rose Bowl. It's like, wow, this is a major honor. But the Wasabi Fenway Bowl is like, okay, great. I'm so happy you guys are a part of it. But travel all the way over there to get, you could have just kept it right at home.
But where were you going to have a bowl game close by that wanted those two teams?
How about Indianapolis?
Is there
like essentially a left turn from both of those
places?
Yeah, just go to the corner, make a left, you're in Indianapolis.
I got
it right there.
After this disrespect, we're not getting tickets to the Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Okay. Any other bowl or not?
A bunch. The Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl is
yes.
Washington State, Fresno State.
Okay.
The Kelly Clarkson Fort Worth Bowl presented by Guaranteed Rate. The Kelly Clarkson Fort Worth Bowl presented by Guaranteed
I'm
Rate.
I'm going to say no. That's not a bowl game.
That's real.
It's not a bowl game.
Oh, okay. You almost had me.
Yet.
If it was a Blake Shelton, then I would have said, yeah, that's probably true.
The Myrtle Beach Bowl, Dan.
Yes, there is a bowl game, Myrtle Beach.
Marshall versus UConn.
Yeah.
The Yuma, Arizona Heat Stroke Prevention Bowl.
I'm going to say not a bowl game.
Want to think it through?
I'm going to say not a bowl game.
You're nailing. You're crushing it, as always.
Yep.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Dan.
Yes, that is a bowl game.
And it's been around a while. Yes. Eastern Michigan versus San Jose State.
Yeah.
That's the famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Yeah.
The Completely Anonymous Asparagus Bowl. Ritzy?
I'm going to say not a bowl.
Okay. Not a bowl game. The Completely Anonymous Asparagus
Bowl. Well done, Todd.
Last one. You've never gone perfect before, Dan. Back in 07, you got one wrong.
Yeah.
The Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. The Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
I'm going to say that's a bowl.
It is. It's a biggie. Notre Dame versus North Carolina.
Bloop.
The Defrauding the IRS Chameleon Bowl. The Defrauding the IRS.
I'm going to say that is not a bowl game.
You went perfect.
I did it. Yep. Thank you.
Bowl or not a bowl?
Thank you. Well done, Paulie.
As marginally entertaining as
well
it always was.
Well done, Paulie. Yeah. By the way, you want to know how valuable Zach Wilson is? Or do you want to know how valuable Mike White is? There's a 3-point swing right now with the Jets-Lions game. Zach Wilson's going to get the start. Mike White not cleared to play against the Lions, and the line shifted 3 points. Mike White is worth 3 points. The Lions were getting two, now they're giving one in that game against the Jets. Wow.
A slap in his pretty face.
Yeah. Barry in Santa Fe on that topic. Hi, Barry. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. That last bit was just the reason that Paulie is MVD, hands down.
Oh,
I already have my best and worst of the weekend. No need to dilly dally. Worst of the weekend: Zach Wilson starts at quarterback for the Jets. Best of the weekend: I'll be in my car on the road to Denver, so I won't have to watch the carnage. Have a happy holiday, fellas.
Thank you, Barry. Happy holidays to you as well. Preston in Dayton. Hi, Preston.
Happy Meat Friday, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you, Preston.
On that topic, I see you guys on Peacock using Wilbur mustard. Are you a fan?
Sure.
We have a lot of mustard.
Yeah,
in the
we
fridge.
Do. Yeah, we got a lot of spicy mustard in there. But sure, I mean, if it's put out, then Chad puts it out there. I'm good with it.
Wilbur's is good. I think it's based in Ohio, Dan.
Oh, that's probably why Preston was calling, because he called from Dayton. Aaron in Ohio. Hi, Aaron. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Hi,
thanks
man.
For taking the call.
Sure.
So, to bowl or not to bowl, as far as the players are concerned,
all right.
I think NIL changes the whole landscape of that. Because if I am a business that just shelled out $1 million to a player to represent my brand,
yeah.
Don't I want them in the bowl game?
You do. You do. I think it's a great point. You know, the NIL would want that if I'm going to pay you that kind of money and you would be able to be in a standalone game. Like Bijan Robinson is going to be maybe a top five, top 10 pick. You get him in a bowl game, then you want to get your money's worth out of it. And I don't know how these contracts are structured, but Texas is in the Alamo Bowl. I don't know if Bijan Robinson is playing in that game. Florida, Richardson is not going to play in the Florida bowl game, I don't think.
Yeah, I think he's going pro. Maybe a year early.
Yeah. I remember talking to a scout when he had a really good game at the beginning of the year, and then you heard he reminds me of Ben Roethlisberger, because we always have to have a comp for them. And Anthony Richardson, who I thought was going to be spectacular, I thought he would have plays and you'd go, oh my God, there's nobody like him in football. And he had, he's really good in September. That's the problem. It's the rest that, we have an issue with. But I had somebody say this to me yesterday. He could be the first quarterback off the board. And I'm thinking, that is saying an awful lot, because, unless it's the USFL board, I just can't imagine that he'd be the first quarterback off the board. Yeah, Marv.
We'll have the same reaction when the Bills took E.J. Manuel as the first quarterback.
That's the guy that I rooted for. I really liked him as an interview, but that's not reason enough to draft him in the top 15. But I really did like E.J. Manuel. Thought he was great. Update the poll results, Fritzy, since Seton is still, it's amazing that he's been able to join us, stay with us when we thought we had lost him yesterday. Crazy.
Seton Strong is trending right now.
Is it?
It is. It is, yeah.
It's not even trending in your own house.
No, it's definitely not. It's down with Seton is currently trending in the house.
Yeah. Todd?
The new poll, better story, Lions make and win a playoff game, 58%. Purdy leads 49ers to Super Bowl appearance, 36%. Other, 6%.
No, the Lions can't win that. I love the Lions, but Brock Purdy, if he goes to the Super Bowl?
21% less than Purdy.
Watched some basketball last night. I settled in and I go, all right, I got Ja Morant, Greek Freak, and I tuned in and I go, this game's over. The Grizzlies led by 50 at one point in the fourth quarter. Largest lead so far this season. Ja went for 25, 10, and 10. He played three quarters. Tyler Hero, 10 of 15 from three-point range. I think that's back-to-back games where he's had at least 9 three-pointers. He joined Steph Curry and James Harden as the only players in league history with at least 9 made three-pointers in consecutive games.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Adam in West Virginia. Hi, Adam. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I was just wanting to call in and tell you how much I enjoy the show over the years and how much it means to me that I can listen to you guys every day. A few years ago, I lost my sister on Christmas Day, and I was pretty crushed. And I remember not being able to laugh for a while. And I got back to work, and I was like, man, I'm going to listen to the DP show today. But then I was like, no, I don't know if I really want to. But then I turned it on,
And I'll never forget, man, you just had me laughing. The show had me rolling like it always does. And you guys don't realize how much of a family you are to people. Or maybe you do. I don't know. But I wanted to just express that, let you guys know how much it means to me. And first time, long time, 6'2", 250. And just thank you guys for putting out the show every day. Thank you for doing everything you do for the fans. And it just means a lot, man.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you. I'm sorry that you lost your sister. Our goal is to be part of your family. You know, that you wake up with us, whether you let us in your home, whether you're watching on Peacock, you let me in your car. I mean, that's why it's so personal. You know, that's why we're not angry on this show. We argue, but we, you know, it's like family members, and that's the way we treat you. And hopefully you treat us that way. But that's why, you know, this audience is so special. It does feel that way. And, you know, you understand us. You're part of the content. You understand the jokes. You laugh with us. You laugh at us. And, you know, we do the same to you. We laugh with you. We laugh at you as well. But we're very fortunate to have this platform every single day for 3 hours. Absolutely. But thank you for letting us into your lives. We'll take a break. 25 years ago, we lost Chris Farley. And David Spade does a podcast. And he was one of Chris's great friends. He does a podcast with Dana Carvey. And they talk a lot about Saturday Night Live. And we thought it would be great to have David on, and he's always funny, and share some stories about Chris Farley. And he'll join us coming up next. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Coming up on the five-year anniversary of Full Sail University's Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, this program, seeing it come to life, the students, the faculty, these teachers who care so much about these students, and getting them prepared for a job, not an internship. Hands-on experience, practical experience in front of the camera, behind the camera, and you want to be a producer, sideline reporter. You want to be on air. You want to do a podcast. All of these things. That's what we're doing. We're teaching you. And my good buddy Gus Ramsey, who was with me for 2 decades at the mothership, or he was there over 2 decades, and he's the one who heads up the program in Orlando, Full Sail University. You can earn your bachelor's degree. It's in sportscasting, and it's about half the time, as short as 20 months. Choose to earn the degree online. We have great students online, also on campus at Full Sail in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. The Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. David Spade's podcast with Dana Carvey called Fly on the Wall, where Saturday Night Live alumni take you behind the scenes, reminisce about the most memorable moments, and they're friends of the show. You can find it, iHeartRadio. It's the Podcast of the Year Award. It's up for that. How about Variety's Best New Podcast? And the 25th anniversary of Chris Farley's death, his friends, Dana Carvey and David Spade, hosted a special two-part tribute on their Fly on the Wall podcast. Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, Conan O'Brien, Mike Myers were all featured. Who came up with the idea to do a 25th anniversary?
It sort of crept up from the fans that were writing in saying, all right, what are you going to do for this? Because, you know, obviously Chris comes up in a lot of stories about SNL when we have different hosts on or different cast members. So, but we haven't had a show about him. And, you know, we've done about 50, 60 shows. So I didn't know that this was like a big anniversary. It just seems like way.
Yeah.
It's 25 years, and I would have guessed 15. I don't know. You know, those things just, I don't know if I block it out or what, but I knew it was December. And then we just said, hey, the last one of the year, maybe we should do that. And it turned into two episodes because, you know, when we contacted some of the old friends of his and people that were around, and, you know, like a movie producer or his mom, or just we're trying to sort of make it more of a wide net. And more people wanted to do it than we could actually bring in. So we just started it, and then it went too long. So we did another one, and then we just stopped. But it was an interesting, you know, interesting for a newer generation, I think, is nice too. A lot of people don't even know him anymore. You know, that's sort of a problem with me being 75 years old is that there's, you know, I try to brag about things and no one even knows.
I wondered how much you wanted to do this, where you take a trip down memory lane, because you've shared stories about Chris, yeah. But I mean, it's got to be painful as well.
Yeah. I mean, you keep it on a surfacey level, because I have to say it might cross my mind every single day. There's for different reasons, and you get yourself to not be sad about it. You know, I had a best friend when I was 21, died in a car accident. And that really rocked me, because no one really had died in my life, you know? And then suddenly everyone was dropping. It was like my stepdad and then another friend at school. And then someone committed suicide. And so I started to go, oh, this is like, I'm not even that old. I was 21, 22. I'm like, this can happen around you. And so you're never quite braced for it. And then Chris was a really big one. And so I don't try to get to the level. I think people bring him up a lot to me, of course. And, it's always positive, and people are always happy to talk about him. I think in the podcast, there's waves where almost everybody chokes up. Like, there's waves where we joke, we try to keep it light, but you just can't help it, you know?
And I think you guys talk about he was unhateable. I think you talked to Chris
I think Chris said that, yeah.
Yeah, everybody loved Farley. What, for those who may not be as familiar with Chris Farley,
yeah,
how would you describe
a jolly a one of the big physical comedians, likable, lots of different funny moves, a great voice, very sweet guy from Wisconsin that, you know, tried to emulate the old SNL greats. He was a big Belushi fan, big Ackroyd fan, and Bill Murray. And, you know, when he got, one time we realized he was wearing Belushi's pants in a sketch. In the back, it says Belushi, you know. They write it in of like whose wardrobe, and wardrobe's been there the whole time. So we were both sort of freaking out going, oh my God, these are his? And you can find a sketch he wore these. So he kept them, and then he would wear them under his regular monster-sized pants. And I go, I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if physically you can. And he goes, no, this is good luck. This is Belushi, the guy. And so we have Jim Belushi on the podcast, and that's where it got more emotional because it's his brother. Now, this is one of my best friends, and all of us that we talked on the show, we're very close to him. But when you get Jim talking about his brother John and how John was Chris's idol, and Jim had to shake Chris and say, you can't, you're going to die. You can't do this. This ended badly for my brother. I don't want it to happen again. And, you know, people that are on addicted things and all that, you know, you people say, why don't you help them? I mean, I spent years, it just, they resent you at a certain point. So it leads to friction, you know. But Jim was very sweet actually to come on and dig, because it got emotional with him, of course.
Yeah. And I know you've talked about that, that it's like, hey, you saw it happening in front of you, but it didn't matter. Like Chris wasn't going to listen to you.
And he said, like Jim said, John Belushi, who people, if they don't know Chris, they really don't know John. he was just another great that we grew up with that we couldn't believe. So cool and funny. And when he had a different set of friends at the end. And I think that's was part of the disconnect with all of us, with Chris. You know, if even Adam would go see him, you know, he's like, he was with a couple guys I didn't know. You know, that's what happens.
Oh, yeah.
You just have, when we would walk down the street and someone would go, hey, and it's like 1 a.m. we have to work the next morning, and on the streets in New York, people are like, Spade, Farley, hey, have a drink with us. And he'd go, okay. And we're like, oh. And then even the people were like, I was sort of kidding. And then he climbs over the little bear. Hey, man, scoot over. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'll see it work. But, and he would get mad if you didn't finish your drink. Like, we'd be at a table and he would block me and go, you finish that goddamn drink. I go, of course, we're working in 6 hours. I'm already drunk. No. And so he'd go around the table and just slam everybody's drink and then leave. And I go, okay, we have a situation here.
How many outtakes are there from Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy was, you were almost deliriously tired. The good news is they weren't really on our ass like they are in movies now. They just said, these two are kind of funny. Shove them up to Toronto. And let's just see what happens. And so everyone's kicking in jokes. No one's saying no.
But how much of a script did you have for Tommy Boy?
We had a script. You know, it's a script about brake pads, which is really not hysterical. But, I mean, that's, we could never pitch it.
Is it the greatest brake pad movie?
It is one of the best.
Okay. All right. All right. One of the best.
One of the top, yeah, about Ohio and brake pad combo and sales. And so we would just say, hey, this scene's a little flat. You know, what if you had a clip-on tie? We mentioned that. Or let's do that housekeeping joke we do in the hotel. Or let's do your fat guy in a little coat bit that you bore me with every day. And so we would work those in, not knowing. And that was us learning later that the deer in the back seat, if you've seen the movie, was the highest testing part of the movie. And 10 years later, it's not the number one thing you think about. It's just jokes and little scenes and lines, you know.
I would think that, you know, the ripping your sports
would be the... No, those are bigger overall down the line. But when you test an audience to see if they're laughing right that second, that one takes a couple of viewings to seep in.
When your hair flies back.
Well, okay. So that one, I said, it might be too corny if I'm super bald. So we did one where, you know, you have to put a bald cap on. Everyone thinks I'm still bald. You know, fine. I took it for the movie. I took one for the team. But then you have to put a wig over your bald cap, which takes 2 hours. And then it didn't look real enough. So we had to fly back to goddamn Toronto one more time to say, I said, it is worth it. I hate it. But if it's for a joke, I will do it, but I don't want to. But I go, okay, let's just go full Monty bald head. Like, let's just, and then he's a huge fan. I don't know. It turned out really funny. And there's one where Rob Lowe's shirt, we talked to him where it sucks off his body. And I was there watching that day, and then I left. I go, how are they even going to do that? They did it with a wire and stuff, and it looks so hilarious. I couldn't believe it.
We're talking to David Spade. The podcast with Dana Carvey is called Fly on the Wall.
Yeah.
I was watching John Candy in Planes, Trains the other day.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And I don't think he embraced his size as part of his humor, whereas Chris...
As much.
Yeah. And I wondered if Chris regretted that it became more physical, that, you know, would he have become like a John Candy type of comedian? Is that fair?
I think he would have toned it down because he wanted to do more dramatic stuff. And I think he would have had to. You can't just fall through tables at all times. But John Candy was similar in the way, very lovable, very, very fun thing about him. And very likable. And he's a very funny dude. He was one of our favorites too, everybody. And so he went a little early himself. That was a tough one. But Chris, I think, realized that's what gets you there. You know, it's funny on SNL. You're trying to get a hook. You know, you're trying to separate yourself from the 23 cast members or whatever. And by the way, Nick Cannon just had his 24th in a related story that just popped up on my phone.
He had his 23rd last hour, but his 24th. Yes. Okay.
And the next one's in the chamber in the on deck circle. So we had all our people, and then you go, my hook turns into the sarcastic guy, right? The Hollywood Minute guy. Chris is Fat Guy Fall Down. Sandler's is, and then you spend the rest of your time in SNL trying to erase it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You go, I finally got a reason for people to watch me. And then you go, well, that's not the only thing I do. I go, I don't only do this. And they go, what else do you do? I go, I don't know. Nothing. We found out quickly.
Well, congrats on it. The 25th anniversary of Chris's death with Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, Conan O'Brien, Mike Myers, Jim Belushi.
Bo Derek.
Oh.
I remember Bo Derek when she came to set. I was so floored that she was from the movie 10, and she was like a international phenomenon. Yeah. Like, stunner, very sweet. I sort of shied away from her because I was, I don't know if pipsqueak's the right word, but I was... an unfamous pipsqueak, so I stayed away from her, is intimidated. Of course, Farley goes right in. How are you? Good, 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 good. You know, I will tell you that I had a, by the way, I'm going to Milwaukee for my tour next year. That's my first thing in January, and I've never been to his hometown, Milwaukee, Madison, all that stuff. So I'm going out there. That'll be really fun because I'll have a lot of those people. I've always heard about Milwaukee, you know. Anyway, I had a foam machine. I'll let you go. I know you got to talk about, you know, Kyler Murray or whatever. So
are your Cardinals. Those aren't mine.
Listen, I know you got a big segment about turf toe. Anyway,
would you have hit on Bo Derek if you were a little bit more established?
No, because of my SDE.
Oh, you have small
figured out
small energy.
No, but I did just copyright that. No, but I had a foam machine once.
Talk about SDE, you know?
No.
Like Pete Davidson is...
No.
He's got...
No, I don't think they get... They want the SDE out there.
Big DE.
Yeah. So,
hey, keep
so hang
head
on.
Up.
This is the
keep...
last story.
Oh, okay. All right. Over. All right. Hurry up.
I had this foam machine and it had a recorder on it. And so I got all my messages from everybody from SNL when they'd call. Farley would go, Dave Spade, as I live it free. And then everyone would do like bits, Sandler, Rock, everyone when they call, Norm, Mike Myers, Dana, Dennis. And then I was going to do something with them all, and then someone unplugged it and erased them all. I had them for 10 years and someone erased them all. Anyway, great story. Kyler Murray.
By the way, David's with Ray Romano in Las Vegas tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight. That's where I'm going right now.
Yeah.
While you tra-la-la around the studio, I'm out there busting my hump.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great to see you.
Okay, guys. Okay, thank you for
all
having
right.
me.
Okay. That's
yeah, David. Send me a link.
All
okay,
right.
Thanks.
That's David Spade.
Oh.
Fly on the Wall is what it's called, the podcast with Dana Carvey. I did an interview with him about Tommy Boy, and that was on the podcast That Scene, and just so many different things about what went on, you know, when he was saying, you know, what team do you play for? The Yankees? And then you realize, I don't know how you get stuff done. You know, on Sandler's movie sets, there are times when it's funny, but Sandler's very expeditious. Like, let's go, let's get this done, and then we move on to something else. He's not, we're going to do 58 takes. But you want to keep that energy going. I just don't know how you corral those two, especially Farley. It still holds up when you watch. When they're in the car and they're singing and the tears in the back, it's just so preposterous, but it's wonderful. Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny, Danette. Hey, totally love you guys. This question's for Paulie and Seton, and that is, you know, I bought two of the bottles of moonshine, the signature bottles, and, you know, one's already down. And, Paulie, just so you know, thank you for the Dr. Pepper recommendation. I would also recommend coffee. It's phenomenal in your coffee.
Mm.
But my question is, I got two of the bottles, and didn't want to get too greedy, but I've drank one already. The second one, should I keep it?
Yes.
Should I drink it?
I'd save it.
And then last but not least, Marvin, great place to go, the Grand Canyon. It's awe-inspiring.
Okay.
You guys, bye.
Yeah, if you have an inaugural bottle of moonshine or tailgate moonshine, I'd keep it. We're finding people say it's very valuable. Yes, Eaton.
I missed the conversation yesterday, but did anybody throw out going to Bermuda for your anniversary?
No.
Bermuda is a phenomenal place, and it's not a quick, it's a very short flight, but it feels like you flew a whole world away.
Angelo in Minnesota. Hey, Angelo.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
I was just calling to say that I'm a longtime listener. I've been listening so long. Angelo in Alaska, I used to call and ask to be put on hold just so I could listen to the show. I started out when I was listening, it was just my dog and I. Now I have two kids and a wife. You've been there every step of the way. And just a quick story, how you helped shape my career as a broadcaster up in Alaska. Jake Plummer came through and was supposed to come for about a two-minute spot. He had just retired, and I would always ask myself before going on the air, WWDD, what would Dan do? And I never once talked about his retirement. Instead, we talked about hunting, what he was doing in Alaska. And he ended up staying for an entire 15 minutes, which was really awesome.
Well, thank you, Angelo. And good luck. Good luck not only with your career, but also the family there. I find that a lot of these athletes or former athletes, they like to be challenged. They're competitors. And you're trying to get them interested in something. And that's the goal. That's the challenge. When Nick Saban comes on, how do I approach this so it's not like an SEC press conference? And if you're talking to somebody who's retired, yeah, you still want to get those, you know, that competition going in them of going at them with questions, trying to get those answers. But, you know, they want to be engaged as well. They do interviews all the time. What makes you different? Let's take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, they are taking the food off the triggers as we speak. I have a camera that's just on what I call Traegerville. It's just all of the Traeger grills out there. And Chad from Traeger has done an unbelievable job. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learned, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Traeger's been not only a advertiser, but a partner. Chad's been a friend. He comes up with his girlfriend, Julie. They do a wonderful job. It's not fair. Paulie goes, you've never seen me cry before. I go, no, I haven't. He goes, I'm on the verge of crying.
It's unbelievable what they're doing out there.
Oh, it's... All the recipes available at danpatrick.com. But my thanks to Traeger. It's been a wonderful relationship. And Chad coming up, always great to see him. All righty. Last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store for Monday. France and Argentina coming up. Is anybody going to take Argentina? Okay, Paulie is. Let me see if Fritzy is.
Yeah, I'll take Argentina too.
All right. Marv is?
I want to see Messi win one.
Okay. Well, I do too, but I've taken France here. Seton?
I'd like to see, not so much, there's a player named Paulo Dybala, who's like one of my favorite players on Argentina. I really like him a lot, but I think France is going to win.
Okay. Yeah, Paulie.
I've got an interesting line for you tomorrow. I was looking through the NFL lines, the latest. They just
okay.
kind of...
Okay.
The Colts are... The Minnesota's only a 3.5-point favorite against the Colts at home. You get 3 points for being at home. So that's basically a pick'em game. 4-8-1 Colts against a 10-3 Vikings, and they're only given 3.5 to Vikings. Vegas does not like that squad.
Did we find out if we've had an over-under that's been under 38 points? Because the Browns and the Ravens are at 38.
I've got a couple 37.5s this year, but it's like Steelers-Panthers this week just went to 37.5, which it just doesn't get much lower in the NFL.
All right, Paulie's got his big bets. That'll be Saturday night. You've got the Dolphins under, the Dolphins in the points.
Yeah, right now the line is, let's see where they're at.
I got it at 7.
I got it at 7.5.
Okay. The over-under is at 44.
Yep, I think.
You got the under for that as well.
I thought it was 43 there, but I got to check that.
All right, and you're putting a dime on that.
I end up going 500.
500, okay.
At a two-leg parlay.
Okay, all right. Let me see. Tommy in North Carolina. Hi, Tommy. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Great, Tommy.
I'm just wondering, what do you think of the idea of relegating least valuable Danette to the back room and promoting most valuable backroom guy to Danette status? What do you think?
I love relegation, but I don't have a deep staff here that if I do relegate somebody, then I promote somebody. That won't happen. But there will be a most valuable backroom guy. I'm not going to have a least valuable backroom guy, but because they are extremely valuable. There's no least valuable because I asked them to do so many different things. But you have until next week, Thursday, final results for the voting here. And we've had over 20,000 people cast their votes here for all four categories. Yes, Pauline.
And like the Heisman, don't vote too early. There's a lot that could happen next week.
Next week, we'll see if Seton makes it back. I mean, you know, off his deathbed, crawled to the microphone today, had to set up the Zoom there. I mean, it's really remarkable that you're breathing. And
Seton Strong.
Yeah, we remember. Are we going to come up with bracelets that we're going to wear?
Can I Venmo my donation?
Seton Strong. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for me?
You'll never be reminded of this one by the Miami Dolphins. In 1972, they became the first team to go unbeaten and untied in a 14 regular season. You know, I almost want some team to go undefeated just so we can move on to a new squad. 1973, O.J. Simpson broke Jim Brown's single season rushing record. O.J. finished with 2,003, and that was a 14-game season, right?
I think so.
Based on a 16-game season, O.J. would have had about 2,280. Based off a 17-game season, O.J. would have had, over 2,400 yards rushing in a 17-game season based off his yards per game.
Okay.
That's nuts. 1979, Roger Staubach, chronically underrated as a quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, played his last regular season game.
Okay. And that was a win against Washington. They beat Washington by one.
Yep.
Roger Staubach. Wilt Chamberlain began a streak of seven consecutive games where he scored at least 50 points. And it was on this date, 1945. Do you know the Cleveland team, what they used to be called? Yeah, Paul.
Baseball Spiders?
No, the football team.
The Emus.
No. The Cleveland Rams. They moved to Los Angeles in 1945. So Cleveland was the Rams, and then they became the Browns.
Is that Cleveland a hotbed of mountainous Ram activity?
I don't know how many Rams are there. I'm not sure. I've been to Cleveland quite a few times.
Are you hitting them in the street?
No, I'm not.
I think there's an infestation. They go up and down the highways. They cause accidents.
Well, it's like running with the Bulls. You run with the Rams in Cleveland, Main Street there. Let's go around the room what we learned on this award-nominated program. Todd, what'd you learn today?
You wouldn't know it from all the chatter, but the Cowboys-Eagles don't play each other till next week.
Next week. Seton O'Connor.
David Spade has SDE.
I got to give him credit for that one. That was pretty good. That came out of nowhere. Marv.
David Spade said Chris Farley was unhateable.
Yeah. Pauling, what'd you learn?
Jets fans are actually bothered that their starting quarterback is back.
Yeah, because the line shifted 3 points. That's what Vegas thinks of Zach Wilson. Todd, what did I learn today?
We all learned, especially me. Rich Eisen reminds us, or me in particular, that it's Eagles, not the Eagles for the rock band. Staten Island Rich loves Billy Joel.
Spread holiday cheer, wood-fired way, Traeger holiday sale, shop the hottest deals of the season. Make the tasty new wood-fired traditions with a Traeger. Save up to $400 on select grills. Check out Traeger.com/DP Show. Remember, use the code DP Show to get free shipping. Thank you again. Great week. We'll be back next week. My thanks to Chad and Julie from Traeger for coming in as well. Have a safe weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you Monday. Oh, but there's one more item before we send you into the weekend. And this weekend, how about you check out a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van? When you open up those doors, you're opening up potential. You're unlocking potential. That potential to do things on your own. Wherever you want to go, you're the boss. Steer your own success. Blaze your own trail. Each and every Sprinter van built, designed, and equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal you want. Fun, exciting, bold, big, and you can check it off your bucket list. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van lets you live and work and play out your dreams no matter how far off the beaten path it takes you. 16 body types, your choice of gas or diesel engine, thousands of ways to customize, and now available in all-wheel drive. A Sprinter van is capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions. Literally, wherever you want to go, wherever they take you. Now's the time. Discover what moves you. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.